That's Catherine Alexander. She's one of three candidates for the Northeast Spokane City Council seat that Amber Waldrop will be leaving at the end of the year. She's opposed by Kate Burke, a Spokane native who now works as an aide to State Senator Andy Billig. When Burke returned home a few years ago, she immediately got involved in a variety of community projects.
So I started as an AmeriCorps Vista, working to bring fresh produce into the food banks. And then I started my own nonprofit called Spokane Edible Tree Project. It's where we find local fruit and nut trees in Spokane County to harvest them and donate the produce to food banks. And then from there, I've been on multiple different boards. I'm currently on the YWCA board and then also working for Senator Billig.
So how did you get from all that volunteer work to Senator Billig's office?
Yeah. That's a really good question. So when I started in the nonprofit sector, I saw all of the change that I could make, but it was such a limited scope. And so I thought, hey, if I got into politics, I could touch that many people, but with a bigger audience, right? And so I started meeting with politicians and trying to get involved. And that's when I met Senator Billig. And I actually got the session aide position with him at first, which is a full-time staffer just for the legislative session.
And you're over there in Olympia with him?
Yep. Yeah. So I think he hired me because he really saw a leader in me. And that was one of his biggest things was I walk in, I go, I don't know anything about politics, but I want to change Spokane for the better. And I think that really resonated with him. And so I was with him for session in 2014 and then moved back here. I was the development director for the Lands Council. And about 9 months in, he came and said, hey, my assistant's leaving. Do you want to work for me? And I was like, yes, this is the most perfect opportunity. And so I joined him for session 2015, and I've been with him since then.
So what have you learned as a legislative aide that's going to help you as a city council member?
Yeah, so many things. One thing that's really important in our office is we always get back to every email and phone call. And I think that's really important for elected officials to do. I don't think all offices run that way. And so I think I've really learned that even if there's someone who calls in that I don't agree with or that doesn't agree with our policies, I still have to hear them out, have empathy and patience. And then also there's so many things we can do for constituents at the state level that call in. They can't get on insurance. They can't figure out X, Y, or Z. And I'm able to assist them. And so I've learned a lot of listening, empathy, and hearing what the real problems are in our communities. So that I think is going to add a lot because about 70% of District 1 in the city is in the legislative District 3. So I kind of know the issues already that are resonating with people. And I think the other thing too that I've learned is how to efficiently and effectively pass bills, get funding, and make a big change in Olympia. So I know how to have a presence. I know who to meet with. I know how to schedule meetings. I know kind of the power players over in Olympia. And I think it's going to really help because the bigger presence Spokane can have in Olympia, the better that we're going to be able to get funds over here and to be able to get capital dollars and improvement projects and things like that. So I think being a loud voice over in Olympia is going to be really effective for Spokane.
So if you get elected, what are the most important issues for you to start working on as a city council member?
I think the most important things right now is we see our community over in Northeast Spokane with a lack of infrastructure, lack of roads, lack of construction, lack of sidewalks, lack of crosswalks. And I think if I can just focus on those basic needs, the quality of our life will just get, you know, a little bit higher. I'm not saying that's the end all be all, but that's what I want to focus on at first. Door knocking out there, every person says the only thing they want the city to do better is streets, roads, sidewalks, crosswalks, public safety. So those are the hot button issues. There's a couple people that do think they want to get the foreclosed homes, you know, kind of finished so that their neighborhood doesn't look so down. And but those are the hot button issues for constituents. And so I want to make sure I'm hearing their concern, going to City Hall, making sure that we're advocating for funds so that we can get those projects in Northeast Spokane and really build off the momentum that our current council people in District 1 have started. But it really takes the whole city to join in on that. And so the way I look at it is how can I build bridges to the other council people to make sure the whole city has an attention on Northeast Spokane so we can build up that community. Because when one community is lesser than the others, it brings the whole community down.
Does your youth work for you or against you?
I think it works for me. At the doors, people are really excited. And, you know, 40% of Spokane is under 30 years old. So we need that voice on city council, and I think I can bring that. And I'm excited to also get these young people involved in politics, because with the nonprofit I started, all young people are on the board, and all young people want to be, you know, volunteer for it. And it's because it's run by young people. And so I think we can really get our young people involved in voting, involved in the issues, going to neighborhood council meetings, starting to get engaged by seeing another young person. Well, if she can do it, I can do it. So I think it works for me.
Kate Burke is one of three candidates for a Northeast Spokane City Council seat. Tim Benn is the third candidate in the race. He didn't respond to our request for an interview.